popular stories of the day. Facts, opinions, maybe a little clarification. You got a question? You can call the answer man, Doug Steffen, at 888-302.
Debbie, why is the sky blue?
The sky is blue because there are particles of molecular dust that develop, and they go toward the they go to the upper extremities of the atmosphere and color the what we call the sky. It isn't really the sky; it just is a figment of your imagination, and you have a big one.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Now my brain
hurts. Jennifer Horn, yes. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Enjoy the small things today. For one day, you may look back and realize they were the big things. Big things. Last night, yesterday afternoon, Jennifer and I and her father went to see the movie Nonstop.
Yeah, we had a very nice date yesterday.
We did. We had a nice little date. We had went to one of those dinner theaters and enjoyed the movie. It was not up for Best Picture.
No. It wasn't. But it was fun. It was fine.
It was good, yeah. The Razzie After Earth was the winner of the Razzies. And then there was Jennifer watching all of the awards. I stayed up and watched the whole thing.
You did?
Yep, I did.
I couldn't take it. It was so kind of boring. I went to bed early.
I thought Ellen was the best part of it, frankly.
You know what's funny is that she is safe. She doesn't offend anybody. She's very likable.
She came close to offending a couple people, and I think in the beginning of the opening monologue when she was talking about Liza Minnelli and how she looked.
That was funny.
Yeah.
But for the most part, she's kind of a safe choice because she's likable.
She's very likable.
Yeah, I think
she broke Twitter.
Right. I think people that don't even agree with her lifestyle tend to like Ellen because she's just.
But you know what? That becomes an issue in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you first think, even though that's what we all think, because the news media has made so much of it, about her lifestyle? We've become so artificial and phony in my... And that's really kind of what builds to the situation that existed last week in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And then to the following. Listen to this. Thank you for bringing this up.
Oh, I'm happy to.
There was the whole business about Michael Say. That's Sam, right? Isn't that his name?
Yeah, the football player. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is a fellow. Last couple of weeks, he's been in the sports news because he's gay. He came out, and I guess he's been picked as an NFL player, right? Who did he get picked by? Do you remember?
Evan will know.
He hasn't yet.
All right, so but
the draft is still to come.
The draft is still going on. All right, so where is he likely, Biff? Where is he likely to go?
It really is dependent on how well he did at the combines, which was last week in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And I honestly don't follow the combines that closely because it's really just technical, boring stuff.
Okay, so here's the story that attracted my attention. The story from a Texas sports anchor last week who delivered a sort of remarkable, when you consider where he is. He's on Dallas ABC affiliate WFAA. I stayed in a hotel across the street from him when I was there a couple of weeks ago. Not that that has anything to do with it, but he's got a lot of credibility in the market, been on the air in the market for 20-some-odd years. So he decided that he was going to express himself when it came to Michael Say, or just to the focus of what the NFL is hiring. The people who say that Michael Sam ought not to be hired. This was a 2-minute segment. I wish we had the audio from it, actually. I have some of his text, which I'm going to read for you verbatim. All right, everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is, let's see what this fellow's name is. Now I had the what was said more important than what he said. His name is, where in the world is this guy's name? And it's Dale Hansen. Okay, his name is Dale Hansen. Hansen, sports anchor, WFAA. You do have the audio?
Even better.
No, he didn't. You don't have to believe it. But you're good, Devin. I didn't ask you to dig this out. All right, so let's just listen to this, and then you tell me where you think the debate or discussion ought to be or where it ought to go when it comes to the gay lifestyle in America.
quite a weekend. That little dust up in Lubbock Saturday night. And then yesterday, Missouri's All-American defensive end Michael Sam, the SEC's Defensive Player of the Year and expected to be a third to fifth round pick in the NFL draft, tells the world he's gay. The best defensive player in college football's best conference, only a third to fifth round NFL pick? Really? That is shocking. And I guess that other thing is, too. Michael Sam would be the first openly gay player in the NFL, says he knows there will be problems, and they've already started. Several NFL officials telling Sports Illustrated it will hurt him on draft day because a gay player wouldn't be welcome in an NFL locker room. It would be uncomfortable because that's a man's world. You beat a woman and drag her down a flight of stairs, pulling her hair out by the roots, you're the fourth guy taken in the NFL draft. You kill people while driving drunk, that guy's welcome. Players caught in hotel rooms with illegal drugs and prostitutes, we know they're welcome. Players accused of rape and pay the woman to go away. You lie to police trying to cover up a murder, we're comfortable with that. You love another man, well, now you've gone too far. It wasn't that long ago when we were being told that black players couldn't play in our games because it would be uncomfortable. And even when they finally could, it took several more years before a black man played quarterback because we weren't comfortable with that either. So many of the same people who used to make that argument, and the many who still do, are the same people who say government should stay out of our lives, but then want government in our bedrooms. I've never understood how they feel comfortable laying claim to both sides of that argument. I'm not always comfortable when a man tells me he's gay. I don't understand his world, but I do understand that he's part of mine. Civil rights activist Audre Lorde said, "It is not our differences that divide us. It is our inability to recognize, accept, and celebrate those differences. We've always been able to recognize them. Some of us accept them. And I want to believe that there will be a day when we do celebrate him. I don't know if that day's here yet. I guess we're about to find out. But when I listen to Michael Sam, I do think it's time to celebrate him now."
That's sports anchor Dale Hansen to underscore what he said, which was the main part, main focus when I discovered this. You beat a woman and drag her down a flight of stairs, pulling her hair up by the roots. You're the fourth guy taken in the NFL draft. You kill people while driving drunk. That guy's welcome. Players caught in hotel rooms with illegal drugs and prostitutes. We know they're welcome. Players accused of rape and paying the woman to go away. You lie to police, try to cover up a murder. We're all comfortable with that. But you're not comfortable with a guy telling you he's gay. Do I have to say anything else?
No, it was very well stated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
888-302-3684. 15 past the hour on Good Day Monday.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't
no.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
All right. So Afrin No Drip will start relieving nasal congestion with you in seconds. Keeps working for 12 hours. Got to use it as directed when you get it, all right? Afrin. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler. Here's another one. I'm sort of distressed by all the attention paid to what most people didn't even understand about this bill. It wasn't a bill on its own. It was attached as a rider to another bill. By the way, it's 18 after the hour. But as you think about what we do in our country, we're so backward here in comparison to most of the other people that are in the so-called progressive world, although there's plenty of bias, there's plenty of anti-gay sentiment. But this is an awful response. My God, to a child's birthday invitation. This is making its round around the internet. After a couple of gay dads living in Baldwin, New York, submitted it to the local radio station there. The note written by a disapproving mother on an invite to a birthday party. What did you say, Kenny?
That's fake. That's that one that Steve Harper did. I mean, he had to come on the radio and apologize for making it up.
Oh, I thought this was another one. Are you sure that this is a lady named Sophia? I'm not sure this is the same one, frankly. I saw three or four of these. This was something out of the Huffington Post. Good duck. The Huffington Post that seemed to have some credibility. I thought there were two or three others, but I could be. I am looking at the invitation. Sophia, was that the young girl that was involved in the other thing? Was that the name?
I think so.
Was it really? All right, well, so there you go. But, okay, so even if we toss that aside and go back to what the fellow said who was the anchor in, that wasn't a fake. That was the real McCoy.
Right.
And it just, I guess, no matter whether this thing, the fact that it got as much attention as it did because it was fake, or any of these things that are a part of the way, why would you make fun of that even? Okay, if you turn that around, the fake invitation, but why is it that we are so focused on this stuff, whether it's real or fake? That's what I guess I would ask. In a country in 2014 where we have such diversity, why is it that people are so uncomfortable with people who are not like them? I guess you could ask that about anything, right? Any circumstance that existed. All right. So 21 past the hour. It's half right and half wrong. That's not bad. Good at batting average. 500. I'm batting 500 so far.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. So Monday morning is upon us, 3/3/14. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler going through the items of the day, the issues of the day, the business about late night jokes and even the jokes that started the Oscars. People sometimes like to just sort of test the waters, push the envelope a little bit. I don't know that we'll ever get that out of Jimmy Fallon or Seth Meyers. Might get it out of Ellen. So let's try Fallon and Meyers first from last Friday, and then we'll try Ellen on from last night at the Oscars.
Man, Russia is making a lot of people nervous right now. In fact, some are even saying that the country may be starting a second Cold War after it sent ships to Cuba yesterday. Then Vladimir Putin was like, "What is the big deal? I'm just doing Throwback Thursday." I mean... Hashtag DBT. I mean, can you believe my hair looks like that? Is that crazy? Everybody was wearing those pants. But here's some good news out of Russia. This week, the Russian government gave all 44 of its Olympic medalists a new Mercedes. When asked what happened to the athletes who didn't medal, Putin said, "Do not open trunk." On Monday, Chipotle will begin selling tofu burritos in the New York area. So if you love burritos and you love tofu, you probably don't exist. You're a fictional, made-up thing.
Tonight's theme is heroes in Hollywood, and we need heroes now more than ever. People around the world are going through hard times, and movies offer us an escape. Movies inspire us. I'm not saying that movies are the most important thing in the world, because we all know that the most important thing in the world is youth. Now, we know that the most important thing in life is love and friendship and family. And if people don't have those things, well, then they usually get into show business. So. Here we all, we're big, one big frightened family is what we are. But I want you to know that I love you and I think you're talented. I do. And I think you should think of yourselves as winners. Not all of you, but the people who have won before should think of yourselves as winners. And I know what you're thinking, Ellen, that's easy for you to say. You've been chosen to host and that's sort of the highest award there is. Thank you.
Thank you. The business about self-absorption, I think, is part of what this town is about. Jennifer is here and I'm here. This is a company town. If there exists anywhere else on the planet a city this size that is so devoted to one industry, I don't know of it. I don't. I think everybody here, one way or another, the vets support the actors. The actors support the vets. You know, this
every restaurant is filled with people wanting to be actors.
Right. Yeah. I was talking to a fellow who's actually my trainer at the gym.
Wants to be an actor.
Exactly. That's why he came here. Good-looking kid. His girlfriend's mother is a talent agent, and he's gotten commercial work, and he was a very good basketball player, and that's how he got his first role. But he's still working as a trainer because it's sure money. He says, I'll go work in the gym before I go to an audition. I don't know what I'm going to get out of the audition. I know I'm going to get paid if I go to the gym. I think that's pretty interesting. But still, and above all, this town creates dreams. It does. Mm-hmm. When you get right down to it, people come here because they want to fulfill their dream to be a star. And where else in the world can you go to do that? That's why we have such a corner, if you will, on things like the Oscars and movies and television, cultural thing, even though we're getting more and more from other places. It certainly is more us exporting than us importing from other countries. 28 past the hour, and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Tori Clark. Coming right up, would you want to know the DNA map of your baby in terms of health, life expectancy even?
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Clark. Doctors are close to being able to have a DNA map for every newborn indicating possible health problems. Would you want to know that about your baby?
I wouldn't, but I can see every side of this issue because we all know people who've had children who've had problems. And I have very good friends who have adopted children who would really like to know what's the medical history, what's going on in them so they can prepare for the future. So I can see all sides of it. I personally wouldn't want to know.
I'd want to know, and I'd want to know because these are not just predictors of how long people are going to live. They're predictors of the dangers people are going to face, the diseases they might get. And I think there are steps people can take to minimize those risks or to maximize life expectancy for people, for example, who have something like cystic fibrosis.
This is Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum and Tori Clark.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Time 33 after the hour, Monday morning. A lot of excitement about the Oscars, but then a lot of people think Jennifer is one of them. Kenny didn't see it. I saw it did last too long, but I was busy doing other things, so it didn't get in under my skin the way it might have if I had been just so totally focused on it that
I didn't think the pacing was bad. I actually didn't think it felt very long. I liked the way they combined the pictures from doing them one at a time to putting three into a set. I thought that was good. I didn't think it felt long. My deal was there was just no surprises. It was just very
safe.
So
you didn't think, you thought McConaughey was going to win for Dallas Buyers Club?
Oh, before the thing even started, I was talking to my dad as he was driving after our little date yesterday, Doug, and I said, here's how it's going to play out. 12 Years a Slave, Kate Blanchett, Matthew McConaughey, really? Jared Leto, Lupita Nyong'o. And he's like, how do you know? I'm like, just watch.
Best picture you thought was 12 Years a Slave, you thought that was going to win?
Yeah.
Gravity got the most awards, and that seemed appropriate, frankly.
A lot of groundbreaking technical effects in that movie.
Right. Yeah. And then these waste of time, best live-action short film, who cares, Helium. I mean, who's going to watch that? Best documentary short subject, The Lady in Number 6. I did think documentary 20 Feet from Stardom and the Cool Darlene Love presentation. That
did
got
you
them
see
off.
Her? That was kind of fun.
It was kind of fun. Yeah, exactly. It was good. Good stuff. That stuff was good. Anyway. All right. So moving along to the next item of interest here. What's going on between the Russians, the Ukrainians, the Americans, the folks in the new government in Ukraine have mobilized themselves for war. President Putin has declared his country's right to invade Ukraine. Russian troops seized the moment in the Crimea. It just so happens that Crimea is the most wonderful vacation spot in all of that part of the world, so why not? Let's just see if we can grab it. Let's grab it.
Throw it in for good measure.
Right. So Putin and Obama talked on the phone for an hour and a half on Saturday, and apparently there are those who think that Putin has Obama's number.
Yes.
That is, I can push you as far as I, I'm going to push as far as I can. I think I know how far I can push you before we get pushed back, so I'm going to take another step. We'll just go one step further. And Kerry is useless as Secretary of State. I don't see him having, he calls this an incredible act of aggression. Wow.
Did you happen to see Not to get all weirdly political on you, but did you happen to see last Friday, I think it was, it kind of blew up on social media that there was a speech made by Sarah Palin in the 2008 election talking about the five things that would happen if Obama won. And she's nailed a couple of them so far, including Putin invading the Ukraine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Or Ukraine.
Yeah. Ukraine. The Ukraine. All right. So she was right on that.
Uh-huh.
She's the sage. She should be president.
Well, I don't know about that. But she, I mean, we can give her. Look, she took a lot of hits, so we should give her some credit when she was right about something.
Yep.
And this was it.
Yep. Yep.
She gave Putin the idea.
Right. That could be it. She's responsible for this. Let's blame her.
Well, they're neighbors.
Right.
She can see Russia from her house.
From her porch. Now, the winter storm, the storm system that blew through here last week, Jennifer, gave us rain on Thursday and Friday, is now moving into the East Coast, moved across Midwest during the weekend. So there was snow as Evan went to work earlier in the morning. You have, what, 4, 5, 6 inches of snow supposed to be before the storm is over on the ground there in the Washington area, Evan, right?
That's pretty much it. Yeah, by the time it's all said and done.
Okay. There will be delays in cancellation at the major northeast airports today. Let's see. There were a lot of problems in Kansas all the way to Ohio yesterday. 6 inches of snow there. Evacuation orders here in Southern California, just so we have our place in the sun. The state got a torrential amount of rain into Saturday morning. Man, did we get a lot of rain here.
But wasn't it great? Didn't it feel good?
Well, I didn't go on naked in the street.
I did. You should have tried.
Oh, really? Good for you.
No, but it feels like we needed it. It's going to be nice and clean today. It's going to be great.
Right. Yeah. The Grateful Post at Facebook, I want to get the kind of turn that Ellen gets on Twitter and on Facebook. But we have a lot of people who have been gracious enough to continue most every day posting what they are grateful for, what you are grateful for. And I try to lead that most days. So if you go to Doug Steffen's Facebook page, with facebook.com/Good Day Show, you will see that I am thankful today for personal technology. And what I mean is, today I'm going for blood work because next week I'm having my annual physical with Dr. Ken, and you got to have blood work. And it is so easy to do that now. I just have to remember to fast. But the technology, I remember as a kid, first time, and even as an adult, it hurt to, I used to give blood all the time, and I used to, you get the blood work done, you have to get it and find the veins and arteries and stuff. For whatever the reason, I don't even remember why it hurt. I just knew I didn't want to go to have blood taken from me. But now it's so simple and easy.
And they give you a puppet and a lollipop at the end.
I remember that. Oh. So personal technology, Kenny, is my what I'm posting for gratefulness. You can post yours there, either Doug Steffen, on your own, and we'll share it with you, and you share ours. Wait a minute, let me try that again. You share ours, and we'll share yours. How's that? Is that a deal?
Hey, someone told me about that game once, and I fell for it. Not doing it again.
Here's a study that's out today. Those of you who live close to an airport, danger, da-da-da-dun. Living near an airport, according to the results of the survey, could raise your stroke risk. If you live under a flight path and have lived there for 20 years, your risk of heart disease and stroke, because of the disruptive effects of all the nighttime noise, is 25% more than the average person.
So it keeps you up and you don't sleep and you have stroke.
Keeps you up, restless sleeping, that sort of thing. Anybody here? Most of the airports, though, in America are not near, unless you're in San Diego. Now I'm thinking about that airport, Kenny. Well, you are. That's right in town.
It is, but I'm way out on the outskirts.
So it doesn't bother you. Right, bother you. But let's see, what else? Where else is there another? Washington. Now, there's no other airport that I can think of where you are flying in that close to a residential area.
You know which one? John Wayne.
Oh, you know what? Orange County.
And here's why I know that. And this is one of the, you know, I'm not typically a scared flyer, but this one's kind of a weird one. When you go into John Wayne or Orange County Airport, when you go out, they have to cut the motor of the plane so that they don't make too much noise over the residential neighborhood. So you take off really fast, you get really high up in the air, and then all of a sudden they cut the engine and then shoo, you kind of glide until you get back over the ocean, and then they crank it back up again. Weird. Have you ever flown out of there? It's kind of bizarre.
Yeah. But most of the West Coast airports take off toward the water with that in mind, in fact. And at LAX, there was a whole development there. When they built the expanded airport, they tore all the houses down. So there's no more houses. That's the way you get rid of the problem. Expand the airport, tear all the houses down. That's the end of that.
Pack your bags. We don't want to up your stroke risk. Head out.
All right. Another investigation this weekend of drunk driving. Drunk driving causes approximately one-third of all traffic fatalities in the United States. And did you know that fully one-third of these drunk driving cases, one-third of the one-third, are committed by those who are illegal? During this past year, alcohol-impaired driving was involved in the deaths of almost 14,000 people in our country. Can you imagine?
It's a big number.
Someone in the U.S. is killed by a drunk driver about every 40 minutes. 3 in 10 Americans will be involved in an alcohol-related collision at some time of their life. 1.4 million drivers arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol or narcotics last year. 159 self-reported episodes of drunk driving. In other words, people admit to driving under the influence 159 million times last year. According to the law, in every state in our country, a driver is considered to be legally drunk when his or her blood alcohol content is at or above 0.08 grams per deciliter. So if you blow an 8, isn't that what they call it? Mm-hmm. When you're stopped, you blow an 8. That means you are legally intoxicated.
I don't know. Did I tell you about the little keychain breathalyzer?
Yes.
Okay, this is, again, I think, a really good idea because, look, for my job, a lot of times I'll go to wine tastes or whatever, and as much as I try to drink a lot of water, blah, 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 there's times when you feel like you're fine and maybe you don't know if you are. And so there's these little breathalyzers that you can put on your keychain and you can actually blow into it. Do you like the little sound effect?
Very good. Very good.
Just to make sure, so you know if you need to wait it out or if you need to, you know, just to make sure you're okay. And they plug into an app on your cell phone, which I think is really kind of a cool use of technology.
There have been some suggestions that there would be breathalyzers put into some of the new cars so that when you get in,
you blow before you start. Well, right. You know, they actually do that to your car. If you're, I think, I don't know if it's for your first DUI, but if it's for people that have more than one, I don't know. But they actually have that where your car is not able to be turned on until you actually blow.
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking about the old commercial for Schaefer beer. Anybody remember this beside me? Mm-mm. Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having
more than one.
Yeah, you remember.
Why was it the one to have when you're having more than one?
Because they wanted to sell you two instead of one.
I thought it was like lower alcohol.
No,
or something.
No. It was just that these sorts of things were not taken into account when we were in that era of the 60s and 70s when those sort of jingles were around. Now, please drink responsibly.
I was going to say, you didn't even have to wear a seatbelt. Just go flying all over that car.
6 hours after drinking that much alcohol for your body to eliminate the alcohol that you've absorbed. Alcohol dilutes itself in the water in your body. In other words, I had a friend when I was teaching school. Matter of fact, he was the superintendent of school. He could drink and absorb more beer than anybody ever seen. He was a big guy. But he could have a six-pack of beer. It wouldn't bother him in the least. Not in the least. So anyway, some information. Food for thought, if you will. Hearts and minds. We're gathering them and putting them into a good place here on the Good Day program. One of the things that will help your heart and your body stay in a good place is the use of Heart Factors Plus, a supplemental routine that will boost the nitric oxide level in your system, therefore improving your cardiovascular health. It's safe, it's natural, and it's the big thing. It's the rage. Nitric oxide is the rage. So if you're in your 40s, you should be calling 800-577-8560 and order a supply. You get three bottles of Heart Factors Plus in the regular order. 800-577-8560. You get it because it gets blood to your head, to your muscles, to your heart. It gets it everywhere it needs to go and gets it better. So you have good blood pressure levels when you're in your 40s for the most part. Keep them there. That's what this stuff does. Risk-free trial of Heart Factors Plus at 800-577-8560. Get a free bottle when you mention Doug Steffen and a brand new CoQ10 formula. You just try Heart Factors today and you get rewarded in three ways, actually. You're going to have a healthier heart, and that's the most important thing in circulatory system. You're going to get a free bottle with your order, and you're going to get a free bottle of a brand new CoQ10 and fish oil. CoQ10? A CoQ10 and fish oil formula. You're on my mind, Kenny. Heart Factors Plus. Call today, 800-577-8560.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Most job gains during the recent financial recovery went to candidates with at least some post-secondary education. But college affordability is an issue many Americans are facing, and President Obama has put it front and center. CEO of Strayer Education, Carl McDonald.
Overall affordability, the cost of a degree, is a very important part of the national agenda. The fact is that a college education historically has been a great enabler of economic mobility, but if it's out of reach because of high tuition cost, then it's failing to serve its purpose.
While higher education is believed to be a key to addressing unemployment, Strayer University is not waiting for a solution. Strayer is voluntarily reducing tuition by 20% and implementing never-before-seen programs to support students on the path to graduation. For working adults who are ready to go back to school, the barriers are coming down. For more information, visit strayer.edu.
The 2014 Cupera features plush leather seating that will feel to your hemorrhoids like sitting on lava-hot knitting needles.
Not if you step up to relief with the power of two from Preparation H. First, use Preparation H medicated wipes to soothe as they clean. Then, Preparation H maximum strength cream to relieve pain and burning.
Now, sink into that rich upholstery. Luxurious.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed. Look for Preparation H at CVS.
I don't like sit-down dinners. I don't go to sit-down strikes. I like standing room only. And I don't ride bikes.
This pretty bad song is by a guy with pretty bad hemorrhoids. He needs Preparation H relief with the power of two. First, use fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes. Then, longer-lasting Preparation H maximum strength cream.
Let's sit together on the porch swing.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed. Look for Preparation H at Rite Aid.
Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Hi, those of you who are wondering what's going on, Academy Awards, back to 1972, I can remember Charlie Chaplin's speech. It may be the best one that was ever presented. He got an unprecedented honorary Oscar, and there was a 12-minute standing ovation before he said, quote, "Words seem so futile, so feeble." How appropriate. What'd you think?
Kind of dramatic, no?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
words seem so futile. So imagine what would happen if we felt that way, though, on this program.
Yeah, forget
what
it.
What do we do? Huh? I'd have to go selling carpet someplace.
You would, or yeah. I don't know.
Like that. All right, 51.
Quiet radio.
Yeah, quiet radio. Yeah, where's that? 51 after on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now 53 after the hour, Monday it is, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tech Talk time now, with Shelley Palmer bringing us some information about a new app that will let you receive emergency calls no matter if your phone is set to do not disturb or not. Say it again, Doug. The idea here, I don't know if you have heard of this, Kenny or Jennifer, there are the people who are still out there, I've fallen and I can't get out.
Right, you need emergency
right.
help.
So if you've set your phone to do not disturb, then this will even go around that. By the way, Bob ordered me a Samsung smartphone.
Going to love it.
1st of April. For those of you, that the world will become a different place.
April Fool's.
H-E double hockey stick has gotten a lot colder.
All right, Shelley Palmer reports in just a moment here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Basket was Boston.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, have you ever needed to get in touch with someone whose phone was on silent? A new Android app called Urgent Call makes sure you're able to get through. Urgent Call lets you receive emergency calls from anywhere in the world, even if your phone is set on Do Not Disturb or Silent. $2 a month gets you 10 minutes of early urgent call time, and make sure you answer your most important calls no matter what. After downloading and setting up the app, you can pick up to 10 contacts who you want to be able to reach you when there's an emergency. These contacts then get a text with your special urgent call number. If one of them calls this special number, the app makes your phone ring endlessly and gets louder and louder until the call is answered. Whether you have little ones in school, a new teen driver, or elderly parents, Urgent Call helps you never again wonder, what if? Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Hi.
Oh,
nice to meet you. I'm Jennifer. That's Doug.
Hi. Say hello to Ken. This is a lady who's known across the internet as the attractive convict. Lawsuit over the use of this woman's mugshot means things could get ugly for at least one website. Megan Simmons is her name. She was arrested on a DUI a couple of years ago. Her mugshot was posted to an arrest record database and eventually found its way onto the internet. It spawned a number of people who are interested in her looks, she and her status as an apparent inmate. So now the Tampa Bay Times says this woman, who is a mother of four, because she's tired of her fame, is going to sue. But who is she going to sue? Who do you sue for something like that? I mean, well, things show up so many places.
There's a website that was using her mugshot in ads.
Really?
I think they're a bail bondsman or something like that.
And they were using her. Pretty and she was in jail. Come on.
That's right.
Really? Pretty in Jail. That sounds like...
That's another Molly Ringwald movie.
Yeah, right.
Pretty in Jail. Call John Cryer. Where is he?
Good idea for a movie.
Pretty in Orange.
All right, lady. Good luck to you and the Marines. 59 after the hour and good day.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.